Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 23rd, goes to a Miami attorney named Aaron Honaker. Good morning, Miami. Salute to everybody who listens to us on 103.5 The Beat in Miami. Logic, DJ 33, what's happening? Good morning, my brothers. Drop on the clues bombs for 103.5 The Beat. I love Miami, but Miami is absolutely a part of Florida. Okay, what did your Uncle Shala always say? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. You know what's so interesting? It was a brief moment, a very brief moment, where people from Florida would attempt to dispute me on that. Not anymore. Okay, I think people from Florida have finally taken a step back and started to see what we all see. Yeah, started to hear what we all hear, and they cannot deny that something is simply not right with Florida. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the state, the water, the sun, the people. It's just something about, you know, Florida. Okay, see, in Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm from, we say, that boy there fool up now. But it's levels to fool up. And on the fool scale of one to Florida, every other state in America is about a 4 or 5. But Florida fool, oof. That's just a different level. It's just off the scale. See, crazy things happen everywhere. But when you hear about it, you can understand it somewhat. You know, you get why certain crazy things happen in places. When things happen in Florida, it makes all of us just say, why? It's out of the realm of our understanding. And this story of Aaron Honaker is no different. See, Aaron is 41 years old, and he's an attorney. Dropping the clues bombs for all the attorneys out there. You are appreciated. I Googled how much an attorney can make in Miami. The yearly salary, I think, is $96,958 per year, almost $100,000. Okay, that point is very important. I want you to remember that number. You know why? Because Aaron, this Miami attorney, is currently in federal custody after being charged with trying to rob 5 banks. Mm-mm-mm. Since September 30. If you can't make this stuff up, let's go to WPLG Local 10 for the report, please.
At one point in time, Aaron Patrick Honaker was a local attorney. Now the FBI says he's a serial bank robber. The feds announcing the 41-year-old's arrest Wednesday in Coral Gables, saying he's the man in these surveillance photos linking Honaker to at least 4 bank robberies in the Gables since September 30th and at least one in Aventura. Wake Forest University confirms Honaker earned his law degree there in 2005. And this profile on floridabar.org shows him as a member in good standing, though the law firm listed as his place of employment tells us Honaker suddenly disappeared 2 years ago, and they haven't seen or heard from him since.
Now, I didn't go to college, but last time I checked, to become an attorney, you had to get a bachelor's degree, right? Then you got to go to law school, right? So that's like 7 or 8 years of your life that you spent committed to working towards this goal of becoming an attorney, okay? Lawyers are something that a lot of people aspire to be. You know, Claire Huxtable was a lawyer, okay? We all, Maxine Shaw, attorney at law, okay? Matlock, Ally McBeal. These people all made me think lawyers were like what you wanted to be in our society as kids. You know, you got to, you know, you have a degree, you know, a validation that allows you to make almost $100,000 a year legally in Miami, Aaron. But you, instead of wanting to be Claire Huxtable, you want to be Cleo from Set It Off and rob banks. Now, would you like to know how much he got from 2 of the 5 banks? Because he was only successful at robbing 2. You know how much he got?
How much?
Wait for it, because this is one of the reasons he's getting donkey today. He robbed 2 banks. Big penitentiary chance for $1,850. Mm. He robbed 2 banks and received $1,850. You took big penitentiary chances for $1,850. This guy got caught in between bank robberies. The police saw him driving downtown to Miracle Mile and arrested him. He had a hammer on him and a demand note. And not a hammer like a gun, a hammer like a tool, okay? And he admitted that the TD Bank at 255, I think it's Alhambra Circle, was next on his robbery attempt list. Now, another reason Aaron is getting donkey today is because you would think, since he's an attorney, he'd be representing himself, right? Wrong. He's got a public defender. Okay, he made his first appearance in court this week, and they're keeping his ass. They want to detain him before trial, but he has a bond hearing today, so maybe he'll get out. Let me tell you something. You know that kid whose parents were doing pretty well, and he or she didn't have to hang in the street and do hood rat with you and your friends? That's who this guy Aaron is, okay? And there's nothing left to do here except play a game of guess what race it is! Stop Googling, Envy. Get your little yellow beige fingers off your laptop right now. Now, Aaron Honaker, a Miami attorney, 41 years old, dubbed a serial bank robber, successfully robbed two banks for $1,850, got caught with a hammer, not a gun, the actual tool, okay? Angela Yee, guess what race he is?
I'm going to say he is white. Mm.
What leads you to that conclusion, Angela Yee?
His last name's Hanukkah.
No, Hanukkah.
Oh.
I ain't gonna front. I thought the same thing. I was thinking last name Hanukkah.
Mute Angelique's mic while we talk for 2 minutes. I need to mute her mic while we talk for 2 minutes, please. DJ Envy.
Yes.
Now, Aaron Hanukkah, yes. A Miami attorney, 41 years old, dubbed a serial bank robber, successfully robbed two banks for $1,850, got caught with a hammer, not a gun, the actual tool. Guess what race he is?
All right. White.
Y'all, I think I'm not saying he's white, but I think y'all might have Googled. Why do y'all think this?
Well, I was on the same thing as Yee. I thought the last name was Hanukkah, so I was like, I don't know any black people's last name.
Who the hell said Hanukkah?
I said that. It's your fault.
Hanukkah. I said Honker. I mean, Honker.
If you said Honker, her, that's definitely
you
white.
Called him a,
and then
a what?
And then you said a hammer. I think if it was black, he would have had a real gun. He wouldn't have had no hammer. Who walks around with a hammer?
Custodians,
I just thought, as soon as you said
carpenters,
as soon as you said Hanukkah,
construction workers.
I just thought.
Oh yeah, I mean, but not attorneys.
First of all, I didn't say Hanukkah.
You did say Hanukkah.
I said Hanukkah. It's Honaker.
Dramas. What did he say?
It sounded like Hanukkah. It might be the lisp, but it's not your fault.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know
it's
what? You know what? He's Latin. Now he's Latin.
Is
he's
he?
Latin.
Wow.
No, he's not actually. Sadly, you two are right. Aaron Hanukkah is a white man. Yes.
Yeah,
he's Caucasian.
I don't know any black people last name Hanukkah. That's why.
It's Hanukkah.
You said Hanukkah.
Please give Chelsea. Please let Chelsea Handler give Aaron Hanukkah the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
What's this new big donkey Daniel say we got? He said we got a big donkey. Let me hear.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. What the hell is happening to that donkey? I'm calling Peter.
Everyone knows Kevin Bacon was a star of Footloose.
No,
it was a huge movie.
No,
he was the lead.
No.
All right, I think that we need a black producer just to balance.
What the hell was that?
Just to balance.
That poor donkey. What did that donkey do to anybody?
Guess what race our producer is.
Guess what race he
is. I'm going to go with white. Am I right? White.
Oh, he's telling us to wrap up. He's turning bright red. He's like, wrap up. Eddie, come in here and bring some goddamn balance.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Thank you. Daniel Hanukkah.
Daniel Hanukkah. Oh, my goodness.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.